Hi, this is a dictation for Jaware Dotson. J like Japan, A, B like boy, A, R, H like heli, E, J, A, B, A, R, H, E. Last name Dotson, D, O, T, T like Tom, S, O, N. Date of birth 5-16-2023. Date of accident 7-5-2022. Date of service 10-17-2023. The patient reports the following. He has a severe pain in the neck, in the lower back to the tune of 9 in the cervical, 8 is in the lower back. The patient doesn't report any radiation of the pain to the arm or the legs. He can walk up to 20 minutes, sit for 30 minutes, stand for 10 minutes, sleep for 3 or 4 hours. Suddenly he is having a pain in his teeth. And he has been seeing a dentist. He has a hole in his one of the tooth on the right side. He reports that the pain in the right knee prevents him to climb steps or sit down on the floor. The pain is quite severe, especially in the back part of the knee. And pain level can vary from 8 to 9, with ADLs being affected to the tune of 7. Regarding the relief, ADL and the system review, substance abuse, additional history, compliance history, kindly review the chart. And physical examination reveals blood pressure of 110 over 80, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the first visit. Of dated 9-20-2023, dictation number 1010-112. Please do the general review, extremities examination, musculoskeletal examination, and musculature examination. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. This patient was being treated at Dr. Shukar, S-H-U-K-R, who provided trigger point injections and one injection to the right knee. He was injured on 7-5-2022. He has done intensive physical therapy and he shows not a whole lot of improvement. He does have a herniated disc at C5-6, which is touching the ventral fecal sac without any major stenosis. The MRI for the right shoulder is completely normal. For the lumbar spine is completely normal. Thoracic spine is completely normal. And right knee MRI is also completely normal. So no treatments are needed for these areas. Only neck area is reported, and then patient has bilateral sacroiliitis. Some pain could be there from soft tissue trauma or ligament structures for which local injections have been advised. Trigger point injection to the right knee at the pain areas. The patient has refused to allow us to do this injection. He has signed a release for us. We also discussed a spinal cord stimulation device and a surgical consultation to the for the spine issue of the neck for replacement of the disc. Patient refused all of that. He doesn't want. Regarding the right knee, he also doesn't want an orthopedic surgeon to look at it. So the patient has chosen to just do the therapy for now, which is ordered 2 times a week for the neck only. And retraction massage, home exercise have been advised. Yoga exercise has been advised. The patient is advised injection to the sacroiliac joint and the cervical epidural. Whenever he provides a consent and agrees, we'll be more than happy to do that. He's released on a light duty job. His maps and labs have been reviewed. He's provided the following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultram, 50 milligram twice a day PRN for pain, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable. And thank you. I'll be seen in 30 days.